Hello, this is Dan.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And this afternoon, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Okay, sir, I would like to have a few minutes to participate on this survey. It's very short.
It depends on what you want to know.
Okay, this is for the elections in Florida, sir, for President, U.S. Senate, Florida, and state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th.
Okay.
All right, sir, and thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the general election for President, U.S. Senate, Florida, state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would that be, I'm definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all likely to vote, or maybe not registered to vote?
I am definitely will vote.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. With which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or no party affiliation?
Republican.
Republican. All right, sir. And what is your main racial background? Would that be white, Caucasian, African-American, or black, Asian, Asian-American, or Hispanic?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Right direction.
Right direction. All right, sir. And from the following list, which issue should the governor and the state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Would that be local growth and development, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, the economy and jobs, climate change and the environment, K-12 education, abortion, taxes, housing and property insurance costs, access and cost of health care, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas?
The second and third thing you mentioned.
Crime, illegal immigration?
Crime and illegal immigration.
Okay, I can only pick one and they'll jump into the next question. Yes,
let's
just the most important one, illegal immigration. Okay, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. All right, sir, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Okay, would that be definitely vote for a Democratic candidate, probably vote for a Democratic candidate, is lean and slightly towards the Democratic candidate, or would you definitely vote for a Republican candidate, or probably vote for a Republican, or lean and slide towards Republican?
Definitely vote Republican.
All right. Thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Okay. Would that be strongly disapprove or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. All right, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the job Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor?
What kind of job the governor is doing?
Yes. Do you approve of his job? Would
approve.
That be strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. All right, sir. And you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion and never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. Okay. The first one would be Kamala Harris.
What am I supposed to give for an answer?
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And the other one is Mike Caruso.
Who's he?
Well, he don't say nothing right here, but I'm fixing to tell you what he's running for.
Okay.
Right now, they just want to know if you know him or have a favorable or unfavorable impression of him.
I don't know him.
Don't know him, okay. And Sienna Asta.
Don't know him either.
Okay, I think it's a her. Okay, and if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would that be Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. All right, sir, and would you say you are definitely voting for or probably voting for Donald Trump and the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting for Donald
Definitely.
Trump.
Definitely. All right. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sienna Asta, the Democratic candidate, or Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
I guess Mike Caruso, because he's Republican.
Mike Caruso. All right, sir. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right, sir. Now we're almost done. I only have a few short demographic questions before we finish for qualification purposes, okay? And regardless of how you feel, you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Would that Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
Donald Trump. Okay, when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats as Republicans, or do you usually vote for Republican or always vote for Republicans?
Usually vote Republican.
Okay, usually. All right, so if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
All right. Thank you. And okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with associate's 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Bachelor 4-year.
4 years. All right, sir. And what is your religion?
Catholic.
Catholic, okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time, okay? You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.